Hello, blind, cool tech listeners. This is Slough, or Jerry Hallaton, as many of you know me. And I'm here today to speak to you about a petition regarding the accessibility of Pro Tools. Now, many of you are familiar with Pro Tools. A lot of you have heard of it. And I'm assuming that there are quite a few that are not terribly familiar with it. And I just wanted to explain what the situation is and why we should be concerned with this and why every single one of you should run over to www.protoolspetition.org and sign the online petition. All right, I'll get to that in a short while. But first, let me give you a little bit of background for those of you who aren't too familiar with it. Now, Pro Tools, which is manufactured by DigiDesign, is a hardware and software environment. It is the most widely used program for audio recording and production. I guess you could sort of think of it as sort of like the Microsoft Word of the audio industry. If you walk into any professional recording studio, chances are they are using Pro Tools. If you walk into any academic institution, any sort of music school, a college, university that teaches music or audio, chances are they are using Pro Tools. And they're using Pro Tools to teach audio production techniques, and they're using it in their music school, in their labs, etc. Now, about 12 years ago, in 1994, Rick Boggs, a blind Macintosh user using the Outspoken screen reader, had approached DigiDesign regarding Pro Tools and Outspoken. Apparently, there was a problem at the time. There was an incompatibility, essentially. And whenever launching Pro Tools, the Outspoken screen reader would crash. And DigiDesign actually got together with Berkeley Systems, the makers of the Outspoken screen reader at the time. Later on, it became Alpha Access Group. But DigiDesign got together with the people from Berkeley and actually changed the code for Pro Tools to make it compatible with the Outspoken screen reader. And because of that, to this day, there are a lot of blind Outspoken users who can use Pro Tools. I use Pro Tools on a daily basis in my recording studio, and I use Outspoken. Now, the thing about that is that Outspoken is a screen reader that is used in the OS 9 operating system. Now, about 4 or 5 years ago, Apple introduced OS 10, and Alpha Access Group dropped support for OS 10. They had started developing a screen reader, but came up to a particular roadblock, and that's another story. And the point is, there was no option for a blind user to use OS 10 because there was no screen reader. Now, as many of you know, Apple subsequently introduced VoiceOver, a built-in screen reader in OS 10. Now, this consequently makes it the world's most widely installed screen reader, because there are about, I think, currently something like 20 million users of OS 10. And so, Apple, by the way, recently, just last week, Steve Jobs actually featured VoiceOver in his keynote address at the annual Worldwide Developers Conference. So Apple has certainly demonstrated a commitment to universal access in OS 10. So of course, we VoiceOver users and Macintosh users in general are quite excited about that. Now, getting back to Pro Tools, a number of us had been in touch with DigiDesign regarding accessibility of Pro Tools. And at last year's NAMM show, the National Association of Music Merchants show in Anaheim, which is the largest music retailing show in the world. It gets somewhere around, I think, 150,000 people attending this convention. I did manage to speak with Wendy Aboud, the senior product manager for Pro Tools, and I had spoken with her about the upcoming release of OS X Tiger, including VoiceOver. And Digit Design never made any sort of official response. I mean, basically they sort of said, yeah, we'll look into it, and we never got any sort of real commitment from them. And I think that part of the problem has been that Digit Design, I don't think, truly appreciates the number of blind individuals out there who are interested in using Pro Tools, who are involved in music, who are involved in recording music, who are involved in studying music and audio, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that putting together a petition is an excellent way to present them with real numbers, real world, bottom line sort of numbers that say, well, here we have this and this many people who are interested in the accessibility of Pro Tools. And having it be an online petition is great because it's quite easy for people to sign this petition. And ultimately, this will be printed in hard copy and delivered to the various parties listed on the petition. And again, that website is www.protoolspetition.org. Now, the petition is very straightforward. It's all up there on that one page. It gives a little bit of the background, and it basically says that what we would like to see is some sort of a statement, official statement from Digit Design as to their intentions and what their plan will be regarding reasonable accommodation. Just a couple of quick things. It's a very basic form field. It's just first name, last name, country, city, state, email address, just for verification purposes. This will not be displayed anywhere or shared with anyone. And lastly, categories. Now, there are five categories that we've sort of divided people into. And that is, first, current blind Pro Tools users. Second, blind or visually impaired musicians, audio engineers, consumers of any type that use audio recording software, but not Digit Design products like Pro Tools. The third category is just generally blind or visually impaired consumers who currently do not use audio recording software such as Pro Tools, but would be interested in it. The fourth category is sort of a little bit more general, advocates for accessibility. Now, I suppose that if a sighted person were to sign this petition, that they would fall into that category pretty much, unless they were an educator, which would be the last category, the fifth category. An educator at an institution, let's say, that teaches music, or anything related to music production, audio, etc. So that is a required categorization when you're filling out the petition. The names of the people who signed the petition are displayed. I think it's along the left side. So there's just a list of names. It doesn't show any other information. It's just simply a kind of a running total so far of the people who have signed. If you have any questions regarding the petition, feel free to email me. My email address, telephone number are right on the page. Again, www.protoolspetition.org. And I invite you to visit the page, take a look at the petition, sign the online form, and I think that it'll have a tremendous impact on our quest to use the audio software that the whole recording industry is using, and chances are, if you're enrolling in an audio program or a music school, chances are you're going to encounter this. And what we would love to have is the opportunity to use the same software that everybody else is using, both in the schools and in the recording studios, in the home studios, the project studios. And I think that we could be successful in this regard because I really do think that there are thousands of people worldwide who would love to see this happen. So I really encourage you to visit the website and sign the petition. Thank you so much, and I'll see you.